You're such an asshole.
Oh, we got a three-part question, but he has three questions, and I just chose the question that was most interesting. I'm going to answer them all. Hi again, Clary. Can you do a short video on giving up on your dreams? You've never elaborated about it drastically before, except for a section in Cappy's hardest time in his life, question how Cappy recovered in life, and also one paragraph in Bachelor Pad Economics. All right, so let's knock this one out of the park. I'd have to go watch him again to find out specifically how giving up on your dreams relates to those videos I did. But the short version is your dreams are stupid. And the reason your dreams are stupid is because not only did you come up with them when you were younger and very likely not living in the real world and mommy and daddy paying for everything, you were also lied to by adults, just the adults, all adults. You were lied to by all adults about the feasibility and the possibility of those dreams. And even today, it continues on today. Look at how many, I hate to keep beating up on it, but it's the most hypocritical group we got in Western society. Look at all these careerist women whose dream was exactly what they were told to dream. You don't need a man. And if you're going to get a man, he's going to be freaking Mr. Prince Charming or whatever. Okay, so that's never going to happen. Your career is the most important thing. And I got some data, more recent data, that I, for whatever reason, didn't make it into the book of numbers. Their career is the most important. That's the number one thing. Men are not even in there. Children about fourth or fifth place. It's traveling. It's food and booze. And I'm not against living life or enjoying the finer things of life, but it's other human beings that are the most, but that's other human beings are not there. And you say, well, wait, didn't you say kids with it? Yes. But I almost guarantee you the reason they want to have kids is for things. Cause they're certainly not going to raise these kids. That would be if there are other humans in your life, presume you'd spend time with them. And now you have my generation spinster coming along. They're miserable. About the only people that are more miserable would be the boomer women who swallowed whole Oprah's BS following that dream. So these dreams, not only are they dumb because you formed them when you were young, you were under mom and dad and the government paying for everything, and also under the propaganda that you could have everything, there's no limitations in the world. But then you also do exactly what you're told to have a dream. Most people's dreams are prescripted, already mass produced, told what you want, and they're not based in reality. They're just not based in reality. And that makes them infeasible. And dreams that are not feasible are called nightmares. And that's what most everyone goes through. It's just whether or not at the age of 23, 24, 25, when they're finally dumped into the real world and they're not going to college anymore, do they wake up and say, wait a minute, I was lied to my entire life. And as a consequence, everything I told was or been told has been wrong. And also as a consequence of that, all my life goals are, I should at least audit them and see if they're feasible. And the vast majority of people are too weak, too cowardly to put forth the work to do what is necessary to truly salvage their life and then not have like some grandiose dream, but come up with some life goals that are feasible. And they just double down and then they demand the government bail them. And I don't know how many we go with feminism, no, I'm a feminist. Men are bad. It's like, no, you are a loud, obnoxious, fat pain in the ass your entire life. And if you were attractive at one time, you squandered it chasing all the bad boys, which I understand. Okay, you want to spread your seed or eggs, whatever, however it works. But you didn't prepare for that. Would you like another example? Boomers. Boomers apparently just thought they'd never have to save for retirement to the point that 70% of them don't have the money. And what was their dream? I don't know what their dream was. I really don't. What, it's going to be, come on, baby, light my fire forever. And then you drive around in a country in an RV real slow and in the left lane to piss off all the younger people. I don't know what but your dream, you didn't plan for. And then you young boys, your dumb dream. Well, it'll just be really nice. No, I'll follow my, you guys do the follow your heart money will follow thing too. But you guys are super happy that I'll just be really nice. I'll find a really hot girl who's really nice and sweet. No. I know, I'll just not work hard and good things will happen to me because it's all luck, right? And I'm special. I'm the only sentient person in this video game. Everything else is an NPC. This is just all for me. And just like a Japanese animation cartoon, I'll be successful. I'll get my mecha and all the girls will like me. I'm going to be a and then you have like the half-assers, pretty much every businessman. I'm going to be rich, bro. I'm going to go into business. Gonna go into finance, gonna flip houses, gonna be a mortgage broker, make lots of money, bro. And then you're dreaming, like, yeah, you're gonna get a ton of girls. No, you ain't. If you're in good shape, you're gonna get a ton of girls. They're gonna ruin you, man. You're gonna get married, and one's gonna get pregnant, and your life is just the same. All the popular dude bros I knew. And I'm not necessarily talking, not even talking high school, let even college. It was like the 20-something partying bros. divorced, marginally good finances, not really happy. Although the guys who are divorced are happy that they're divorced. And I saw this one spate of dude bros. They were all in the wedding party, the groomsmen. They're all the groomsmen and they were all wearing the sunglasses indoors. And I think, and they were all like BMW driving dude bros. They're all making six figs back when actually six figs meant something. And now they all lost their jobs because the company went under and then they scrounge around. I think one's a contractor. Another guy helps people move. Bruh. Your dream. Here's the final thing about dreams. Most people's dreams have at least two ingredients that make them impossible. One, incredible success. And two, no work or effort. And that's why your dreams are stupid. That's why everyone who majors in the liberal art, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I'm going to solve fill in the blank with whatever social problem, poverty, discrimination, wage gap, the children, the environment, and it's nothing that can be solved. And you with your worthless degree and you're not going to do anything, let alone speak truth to people. You want to solve black poverty? Here. So, well, this would solve all poverty, but let's just point out you're all caring about the Black Lives Matter. Let me show you how to. Here's how you solve poverty. You stop having kids you can't afford. That one thing right there will do more to solve poverty. You don't need to major in, you know, whatever studies, ethnic studies, sociology, criminology, economics, whatever. You don't have to study that. You just got to tell people the truth. Why? Because you care about them enough more than you worry about offending their feelings. But that's inconvenient. That's hard. And so instead of telling people common sense things like don't have kids you can't afford, don't major in stupid stuff. Humans are the most important. I don't know why this is such a hard sell to people, but I'll get called names. You're afraid of being called names, so you just be popular. And you, Jessica Christ, out of all the literally hundreds of millions of social workers and sociology major and liberal arts and social scientists before you who couldn't solve poverty or whatever social problem, you, Jessica Christ, you are the chosen one. You will actually solve whatever social ailment that plagues society. And what ends up happening? They have a worthless degree. They're crippled with student loan debt. They're unfortunately indoctrinated to be someone antagonistic or adversarial towards men. They think marriage and relying on men is beneath them. They have to double down and make their degree count, but it's impossible because 100 million other people majored in that stuff going for the same job. And so then they work a job they could have worked in high school and their dreams become nightmares because their dreams were never feasible. And so that's why dreams are stupid. That's why you should not follow dreams. Here, me and actually Turd Flinging Monkey actually disagree because he talks about how, look, you should find, you know, and he's not wrong in the angle or the logic he's approaching. Like, you should keep your finances together, not spend more than you make, don't make stupid mistakes. And then you could afford to pursue a job or career that you enjoy. Well, you better get used to getting by on about 25 grand a year. Because doing things that you enjoy usually only pays, if at all, 25 grand a year. And you're lucky if you can eke out that much money in terms of profit. I take a much more practical approach where your dreams are what you do outside of work. Work is the money you raise to go pursue your dreams. And to conflate your dreams with your job is the quickest way to misery. But if you go and you become like, you know, like a dentist is a perfect example. You think dentists really like looking in people's dirty mouths all day with the stinky kid breath? They don't like that. But you know what they do like? Going home with a stable income, not worrying, sleeping peacefully at night, not worrying about money, having houses paid off, having no debts, raising a family maybe even. And their family has good dental health too, I bet. Going out and having a good time, living life. And then they could pursue whatever it is, hang gliding or whatever else. So, one, the dreams you came up with when you're young were stupid. And you better come up with new ones that are realistic. So whatever that is, you better. Yeah. And then two, the way to achieve your dreams is not to make your dreams your career. Right? That's the quickest way to become the most miserable group of people ever. Just ask all the middle-aged women on antidepressants. I shouldn't laugh, but it's funny because it's not me. But go make money so that you spend as little time at the office as possible, making the most amount of money per hour so you could go live your life free and do what you want. And I would add to that, if you could ideally make it so you can work from home, that's a huge boost to having a dream. And your dream, it may not be that exciting. Your dream, seriously, every man's dream, it should be every woman's dream, but girls don't listen to me because, oh, he told me the truth. Every person's dream, women included, but I'm going to tell the men, is to have stability and serenity and peace in your life. Oh, you can have your toys and you can enjoy your things, but just to have quiet stability and peace so you don't worry. That's the richest thing, man. That's the richest thing. And you get that through minimalism. Oh, by the way, I'll be doing my minimalism course. I'll be offering that later on this month. So if you're interested, email me. I'll put you on a list. Or if you want, sign up. Search the Clary School of Economic Philosophy. Sign up for that. Or just email me. You'll get an email either from the Clary School of Economic Philosophy through Teachable, or I'll email you directly. But that's the quickest way to achieving the dream that I think most people can attain. And that is peace, calm, serenity, and stability. And then, oh, you like jet skiing. Okay, you rent a jet ski. All right. Oh, you like fishing. Okay, you go fish. But you'll get sick of fishing. You'll get sick of jet skiing. You'll never get sick of peace, calm, serenity, quiet, and stability. You'll sleep so much better at night. So there you go. Also, for reconnaissance, man, leaving Texas, Arizona, and Nevada aside, what Midwest state would you pick? Utah, Idaho, Nebraska? Utah and Idaho are not Midwest. Those are the mountainous states. I assume you'd go with Idaho or Utah. No, the Midwest, truly Midwest would be South Dakota because I moved here. But if I were to include the mountainous states, which you are, I would probably do Utah. Yeah, Montana's too cold. Utah is beautiful. It's warmer. Southern Utah. If you're not making that much money, I would also consider Colorado, so you don't have to pay that much in taxes. I'd avoid New Mexico. Yeah. All right. Do you think water droughts will hit more in the Southwest than in the Northwest? Some speculate ignoring South and Southwest. Do you think people should still move to the Southwest? I don't know what's going to happen to the weather. And neither do the meteorologists long term anyway. How am I supposed to answer that? I would still go to the Southwest as long as there's like water there. Generally speaking, I like Vegas. Always have a plan B though. Always have a plan B. I am more than willing to. Oh, they ran out of water because they kept letting all these Californians in. All right. Or because Californians didn't put desalinization plants and now it's going to be a crisis when, you know, Lake Mead drains too much. Oh, we got to do well. Could we just maybe build desalinization? But that would take nuclear energy. All right. Yeah, you're right. Just let people die. So there you go. All right. Any super chats today? Holy cow, $20 again. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The tragedy. You know, what's tragedy? Cappy gets a bunch of super chats and there's no Pokeball to spend it on. Clone concepts, $2. Anti-natalism, gang gang. What is anti-natalism? Let me look that up. I keep hearing it. Anti-natalism. Is an ethical view that negatively values procreation. Well, no, I'm not anti-natal. For me, I'm anti-natalist because I don't think I'd be a good father. I don't think I'd be stable enough to provide. And I don't think that today's environment is conducive to having children. I'll be perfectly, certainly not white children. So if I were to have sex with a white woman, I would not, no, not, the discrimination is just very blatant and obvious. I would not do that. But I admit I'm an exception to the rule because of my background there. I mean, I had the instinct and desire to have children beaten out of me very early. I do not want children. But procreation is the only thing that gives value because without procreation, there's nothing. I mean, yeah, an animal, sure. Maybe another species would come along and have intellect and sentience and like, hey, we ought to build things like what? I don't know. The wheel. Yeah, let's give it a try. Whoa, look at this civilization. What happened here? I don't know. Let's do whatever our women tell us. Maybe that's how they achieved all that. What happened to the wheel and all the food? I don't know. You know. So I'm not anti-natalist. I'm acutely aware that without humans, there will be nothing. The black blur. Same black blur time. Say black blur channel. $20. I won't listen to you, you boomer. I'll be the next Jason Christ to save the world with my philosophy degree. Oh, just like, what's his name? The guy who danced on top of all the kids that got shot in his school. David Haug. Cap, if I wanted to squander my potential and disappoint everyone, I would have become a politician. Yeah, if you want to just waste your life, major in the liberal arts. Save the planet. Don't produce anything of value. If you want to ruin your life, you go lecture and lord other people and the rest of society of how they should lead their lives at the age of 23. Because you have your bachelor's in arts degree. 30 seconds out. $2. My dream is joining the Navy, shipping January 12th. See, that's a reasonable goal. Now, just so you know, most people's dreams never meet their expectation. Okay. That's another problem with dreams. Most people's dreams never match their expectation. Every great once in a while, it exceeds it. But that is the very, very, very rare exception. Most people, you get there like, oh, and then it never answers the existential crisis after. Like, oh, I've achieved my dream of becoming a doctor. I achieved my dream of paying off my house. I achieved my dream of early retirement. Gee, brain, what do we do tonight? Same thing we ever do every night, Pinky. Try to figure out what to do. He's like, yay, you ran the marathon, yay. And then the next day, there's no marathon. There's a brilliant bit in Family Guy, and it's dark, but it's so true. They spoof it with Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner, where Wile E. Coyote just grabs the Roadrunner and breaks its neck. Or somehow he captures and kills the Roadrunner. And so there's another coyote comes, hey, gee, Sam, because I think, or Wile E. He finally did it, yeah. I finally did it. What are you going to do now? I don't know. I don't know. And then it goes to this horrifically dark where he's like celebrating and he's just drinking and then he puts a bullet in his head. That's what happens when you achieve your dreams and you got no dreams after. Because usually and thankfully, when you achieve your dreams you were told to have, you spend the rest of your life getting out of that nightmare. And at least that prevents you from wrestling with the existential demons. Should you actually achieve dreams that are good, and then there's nothing else to do afterwards. That's where the demons come out. That's where you're like, where's the sniper in? There was snipers in Iraq all over the place. Where are they now? You're in Utah, Aaron. Florida Henry, $5. I had two dream jobs, fireman and pilot. Absolutely broke and miserable. Now I work in the North Dakota oil fields and so much happier. Are they still going on? I'm curious. Are they still? Well, maybe the price of gas is pretty high. Maybe they're firing them up again. Your dreams, what if you want some guidance on dreams, your dreams should be the pursuit always, always. Your dreams should be the pursuit of the absence of pain, stability, no worry. And that just comes through hard work and minimalism. That's the only way. Actually, let me put the Clear School of Economic Philosophy in the link. Whoa, it fills up. Look at that. All right. I'm popular. Yay. Yay me. Go team me. Yay. Where'd it go? Here you guys go. There's that and Pokeball. That's the secret to life. Any more else? Nonstop Dre, $2. What's your dreams as a kid? Being an economist? What were your dreams? No, my dreams. Well, I thought I was being reasonable. Like I was going to become an economist or nuclear physicist or nuclear, well, I guess physicist, nuclear engineer. They weren't dreams. As a kid, my dreams was becoming a Veritech pilot, or a Cyclone pilot. Look it up. Very nerdy. And then as a younger man, my dreams are like, yeah, I'd have like a, not a big house, but a cool house. And I'd have parties and tons of girls and I'd have my house paid off early. And my goal was to have my rental property paid off by 30. And then I just go and drive around and my dreams, you would think were attainable, but even those weren't attainable because I didn't major in the right thing because I worked in banking. There was never that stability from 22 to 30 that was there. But in a weird sense, you know, you never know what your dreams are going to be like all of a sudden, you know, because banking was so corrupt and inept, it forced me into, I was going to say prostitution, entrepreneurship, which is also entrepreneurship, just saying, you know, it falls under the veil. And it was, you know, teaching dance classes and then doing online classes and then going on rate and all this. You know, I just had a client before. It's like sometimes, not sometimes, the world will tell you what to do. You just got to listen. And it's much easier to do what the world wants you to do than you tell the world what you're going to do. Like save the children's or stop global warming. Like the golem, Scandinavian golem, Greta. How happy do you think she is, huh? I mean, she was already pretty much doomed to be miserable because she is a literally ugly person, even if she was in shape. That is an ugly face, all right? What's her best hope? To become Lori Lightfoot? To become an ugly politician? And David Haug, what, oh, yeah. These people are not going to be happy. They're just not. She's miserable to begin with because she thinks people are destroying the environment and trying to kill her. That's how indoctrinated. That's what her parents and whatever Swedish society indoctrinated in her mind. DJ Aftershock, $5. Dude, man, stop ruining my dreams, man. I want to like do fun steel degree. Oh, a fun steel degree, man. It's always been my dream to be an activist or a musician. There's another, my dream as a musician, your dream is avoiding work. That's what it is. That's why most musicians fail. You guys can, here's a joke. I'm sure many of you heard it before. For those of you that haven't, it's very important you hear this joke so you can use it on your next music buddies, friends, or anyone who's like a music major. I'm studying guitar. And like, hey, you know what you call a guitarist without a girlfriend? He'll be like, no, what? You say homeless. That's, you could fill it in. Hey, I'm studying the saxophone. Hey, you know what they call a saxophonist without a girlfriend? No, what? Homeless. Florida Henry, $2. Lots of work from Dickinson to Williston. Okay, so that northwest angle. Good. I'm glad. Make the money, man. I'm glad those wells are operational. Although you're coming up on winter now. I bet you're not looking forward to that. I bet you're not looking forward to that. Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. We caught up. I think we're caught up. Surprisingly, no Australians this time. I think the Australians are all in bed now. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.